It says, for we are his work, handiwork. This is amplified. It probably got the King James, but just go ahead. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them, right? Now listen to the amplified. We are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do the good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. We walk down paths that God had already prepared ahead of time. That we should walk in them, living the bad life. Oh, living what?
The good life.
Well, I'm just so bad. I'm just so poor, and things are so bad. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Child, you know, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. I know y'all never heard stuff like that. But did you hear what he said? He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living what kind of life? The good life which he
prearranged.
Do y'all understand what prearranged? That means you went ahead and already arranged it before you got there? This good life was arranged before you and I showed up. Huh? I said this good life was arranged before we showed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now notice. Made ready, he arranged it, prearranged it, and did what? Made ready for us to live. Made it ready for us to live. Now you want to live that old shabby life, broke down, broke, busted, disgusted, sad, misery, sick, poor, mad. And that's what you want? I'm a new creature. And he has prepared a life for you and for me to live. Yeah, you might as well get ready. You are going to be challenged because you have a devil that's trying to deceive you and make you think that you can't live this life and it doesn't belong to you. So I'm going to show you in just a minute what Paul, that's why we preach, that's why we teach. Now listen to this. I'm going to go ahead and put up, Ephesians chapter 3, which we're just going to look at the scripture and see what it says. Ephesians chapter 3, so y'all can follow me. I'm going to read the King James, so because that's most of what everybody have. He said, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentile. If you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, Lord, how that by what? Revelation he made known to me the mystery. Hold your place right there. Don't lose that. Look in Colossians, if you can. I'm going to read it anyway. Colossians 1:27 says, 26 and 7. He said how he made known to us. This is what he said, right? By revelation, how by revelation he made known to us, made known unto us the mystery, right? Look at 26 and 7. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages. We're about to find out what this mystery is. Even the mystery which has been hid from what? Ages and from generations. But is what? But is made manifest to who? Now, who are you, a saint or ain't? Which one are you? Are you an ain't? We'll get you to be a saint in just a few minutes if you. Made known to who? The saints, right? To his saints, to whom God would make known what is what? The riches of the glory of this mystery. What is it? Among the Gentiles. See, at the time when Jesus showed up, before Jesus showed up, only Israel, only the Jews could claim and call God their God. But when Jesus showed up, everybody can call God Father. And so he said, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among who? The Gentile. Which is who? Which is Christ in you. The hope of glory. Say, Christ in me is the mystery revealed to me. Christ in me is the mystery that has been revealed to me. So I can live the good life that he already has arranged for me to live. He did this for me ahead of time. Before I showed up, he had the good life already arranged for me to live. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So let's look at this good life. Go back to third chapter Ephesians. I stopped at verse three, right? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Whereby when you read, that means God intends for you to read the Bible. Whereby when you read. Now listen to this, because I've had people say, and I heard them say, and had people say, I just can't understand the Bible. I just can't understand it. Well, let's see what he said. Whereby when you read, you may understand what? My knowledge in the mystery of Christ. What is your knowledge, Paul, in the mystery of Christ? Which in other ages was not what? Made known unto the sons of men, as it is what? Next, when you get to heaven, it'll be revealed. You mean it's revealed now? Now revealed, huh? Unto who? His holy apostles and prophets. How? By the Spirit. That the who? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body. Fellow heirs. That the Gentiles should be who? Fellow heirs of the same body. And what? Partakers of the promise in Christ. How? By the gospel. Whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working in his power, rather. by the effectual working of his power unto me, who am what? Least, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given that I should do what? Preach among who? The Gentile, the what? Unsearchable riches of Christ.